Former Secretary of the Treasury Hank Paulson remembers exactly when global markets entered uncharted waters.
There was a time when the credit markets had essentially frozen, and when blue chip industrial companies were having trouble raising money. And I knew then we were on the brink.
That brink was being hours away from total collapse in the worst moments of 2008. Today's uncharted waters are in the Gulf of Mexico, and this current government official, Carol Browner, is up to her neck in them.
You're going to drill a second one. Yesterday, Stephen Chu and his team said, you cannot continue to put downward pressure on that well. It will not work. You know, BP has technology. The industry has technology. They know how to work the robots. We need them for that.
All the robots, government officials, and oil engineers in the world can't put the oil back in the well. Of blowouts and meltdowns, finding a different brand of preventers. It helps if the preventers are people, not machines. Oil and money. Risky business. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's all about managing the risk on this Thursday, June 3rd.
And for I don't know how many days, the oil spill in the Gulf is yet again at the top of the news. Another snag there in the efforts to stop that leak. After the latest fumble, engineers will now use giant shears to cut the leaking wellhead. Yesterday, a diamond-crusted saw got stuck in the pipe. The shears won't make a clean cut, though, so the containment cap has to be modified. Titanic director James Cameron was called in to consult, and he had this assessment of BP.
Those morons don't know what they're doing.
Meanwhile, the rust-colored slick is drifting closer to Florida's white sand beaches. Emergency crews are fending it off with a miles-long chain of booms.
For more on those frustrations in the Gulf, joining us now is Robert Kuttner, co-founder and co-editor of The American Prospect. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
So the comparison has been made between financial and environmental risks in the financial meltdown and this oil disaster in the Gulf. In your view, the oil wizards and the financial wizards both missed what, Robert Kuttner?
They missed planning for the worst case. What if a spectacular failure were to occur? They missed adult supervision by government. They did not miss spending whatever it took to corrupt regulation.
Robert Kuttner, stay with us. We will talk about adult supervision and risk management in just a moment.
Despite international pressure, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the naval blockade of Gaza will continue.
The international community cannot afford an Iranian port on the Mediterranean.
Meanwhile, hundreds of pro-Palestinian activists have received a hero's welcome in Turkey this morning, and a funeral is scheduled in Istanbul later today for the 9 activists killed on Monday. The White House is facing more questions over alleged backroom deal-making. A Democrat in Colorado who's challenging incumbent Senator Michael Bennett says the White House talked to him about a possible job in the administration if he dropped out of the race. Andrew Romanoff says he was contacted by Deputy Chief of Staff Jim Messina and turned him down.
Call it justice for people who love a good courtroom drama. A White House official says Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel and advisor Valerie Jarrett have been subpoenaed as witnesses in the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Jury selection begins today. Blagojevich is accused of trying to sell a Senate seat. Yes, the president's Senate seat. And it was a perfectly brutal ending to a baseball game in Detroit last night. Pitcher Armando Galarraga was one out away from the first perfect game in Tigers history. Here's play-by-play announcer Dan Dickerson calling that final play on WXYT in Detroit.
The 1-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball right side, backhanded by Cabrera. He's going to turn, throw to first, and they didn't get him! Oh, man!
Oh, but the oh, man there is, this was all about a blown call. It may be the most heartbreaking missed call in baseball history. Just look at the replays. They're all over television and sports television this morning.
They did get him.
Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,249. The S&P opens at 1,098. And the NASDAQ begins at 2,281. A look at Arizona's immigration law and how it's popular in maybe other states. Call us with your response at 877-8MYTAKE or you can post to thetakeaway.org.